Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Yuma. We're in the middle of the fifth parak, Halacha Aleph, in the Ozvar Tzuris Adaf. It's on Lamed Amud Aleph, just about halfway through the Amud, a few lines after the two dots where we have the words Hiluch Bazar Mahu. And in the article Tzuris Adaf, it's on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, about two lines off of the bottom. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Merm Sar Basri Yaka Moshe, Hernish, Amal Shad Havin Aliyah. As everyone brings up a discussion, which is going to be relevant to our Mishnah, Hiluch Bazar Mahu. Let's say a non kain, a czar, brought the blood of the carbon to the Mizbeach. What's it then? Is that okay or is it puzzle? So Amar Hilch Bazar Kasher, he says Kasher, or Zabiani Amar, he says Hilch Bazar Puzzle, it's Puzzle. Now we're going to have a number of questions. Must Isa Plague Rabbiane, the following Mishnah seems not to be like Rabbiane. Was Mishnah tell us, Kibul Minoi, Vinosim Besmoila, Yachzul Minoi? That if the Kohen did Kabal Saddam, he caught the blood in his right hand, and then he passed it to his left hand, he has to put it back in his right hand. Now Usmaila, like Kazarhi, isn't his left hand considered like a non Kohen? We know that Avaida is Puzzle with the left hand, and by the fact that we see that a Hoylacha, a bringing of the blood, was done with his left hand because he passed it from his left hand to his right, so that's like a Hoylacha. At least in the Havamina, and it doesn't passle, we would say the same thing by non-kain, seemingly. Says the Gemara, no, not a Raya. Tifter, we explain as follows, Shaisa Smaila Klapi Lefinim, that his left hand was closer to the inside. In other words, his body was positioned in a way the left part of his body, or his left hand, was closer to the Mizbeach, so when he's passing the blood from his left hand to his right, he's actually not doing a Halacha because he's going away from the Mizbeach, so there's no question of Rabbi Yanai. Amar Bar, Rabbi Yanai says differently, Vafilu Tema Klapi Lechutz, even if you want to say he's outside, meaning the right side of his body is closer to the Mizbeach, and when he's passing it from his left hand to his right, he actually is bringing the blood a little bit closer to the Mizbeach. It's still not a problem because Shanihi Hilich Bazar Vashanihi Me'elov. There's a difference when a Zar is actually bringing the blood to the Mizbeach, as opposed to when it's happening on its own, meaning when he's passing it from his right to his left, that's different. In Arba's era, he answers slightly differently. Pshitas Yad Loi Asu Oisaki Hiluch, that's simply the stretching of the hand or the movement of the hand is not considered like a Hoylacha. He's not moving with his feet, he's not walking anywhere, he's just passing it from his left to his right. And that's not considered an actual Hoylacha, a walking of the blood to the Mizbeach. So we don't have any questions on Rabbi Yanai. We continue though, Masisa Pliga Rabbi Yanai, the following Mishnah, which is really part of the same Mishnah, is a question of Rabbi Yanai. What does the Mishnah say? Nishbach min hakli al ritzbav asafai. Kasher, if the blood spilled from the kli that it was caught in onto the floor and then he gathered it up, mashma, even a non-kain gathered it up, it's kasher. Now right now we're assuming that the blood spilled in all directions, some of it away from the Mizbeach, and that means that as the Tzar is gathering it up, he's scooping it up or moving it towards the Mizbeach. So we see that a non-kain bringing blood towards the Mizbeach is not absol. That's the question of Rabbi Yanai. However, Amar Rabbi answers that no, Tifter, we could explain, Shayim is gagol klapi lefinim, we're talking about blood that was rolling towards the inside, meaning it was rolling towards the Mizbeach, and he's scooped it up, he did that in a motion away from the Mizbeach. So there's no bizarre bringing blood to the Mizbeach. Amar Rav, he answers differently. Vafilu Tamer Kapi L'chutz, even if you want to say that it was towards the outside, still, Shanihi Hiluch Bazar, Shanihi Hiluch Me'elav. There's a difference when the Tzar is doing it or when it's happening on its own, such as when it's rolling or being scooped up. And Arab Zaira, he answers, Pshita Siad, Loi Asu Isaki Hiluch. That's the same lashon that we had before. We have to add in that word Loi, that's simply stretching out the hand, meaning scooping up the blood. That's not considered like a Hilacha of the blood. So now we're going to see where it's relevant to our Mishnah. Masnisa Pliga Rav Yanai, our Mishnah seems to be a question of Yanai, because what do we say in our Mishnah? They takes the machta, the pan of coals for the k'tiris in his right hand, and the kaf, the spoon that has the k'tiris in it in his left hand, and so we clearly see that the left is okay for Avaida, mashma, that a czar is okay for Avaida also, at least in Avaida of Hiluch, simply bring the blood from here towards the Mizbeach, that would be okay, that's definitely not Al-Krab Yanai. The Gemara says, not a Raya, Shani Hi She'en Yachal Asoysoi, this case is different from Kippur because he's not able to do it any other way. How else do you want him to carry a pan of coals and a spoon of k'tiras, if not one in his right hand, one in his left hand. Laman Omer Beis on top, we continue discussing this. Yitl Isa Bizraye, do you want him to hang it on his arm? In other words, do you want him to hold the pan of coals in his right hand and then hang the spoon of the k'tiras on his right hand? That's not possible because ain't a derech chavod. That's not a proper b'chavdik way to carry it. And therefore, the only way to do it is to carry one in his right, one in his left. Now we just continue discussing the specifics of carrying the k'tiras and the coals. Ask the Gemara of Yachlef, why doesn't he switch hands? Why not switch the pan of coals into his left hand and the spoon of k'tiras into his right hand, because the k'tiris is really the ikar avayda over here, so that should be done in the right hand. Says the Gemara, so remember, they want to say im hichlef pasul, that if he switches, it's actually pasul. That's because since the scooping of the coals has to be done with the right hand as mavur in a pasuk, he can't now switch the pan of coals from his right hand to his left hand. That's why the pan has to stay in his right hand. As the Gemara v'yichati, why not do the scooping in a different way, where he holds the pan, which will have the coals in it, in his left hand, and then he scoops using some other kli, not the kli that the coals are going to stay in, not the machta, but he takes a different kli and scoops coals from the Mizbeach into the kli that's in his left hand. And how do we know this is a concept? Because we have a brass that says, im hechti mimino l'smoyle kosher, that with the k'tiris that's done every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, if he scoops using his right hand and puts that into his left hand, again, he's not scooping the coals with his right right hand. He's just basically shoveling them with his right hand into the pan that's in his left hand. That's kosher. And if Amr of Taman Vichati, so why not say the same thing over here with the coals for the Yom Kippur Ktayres? So the Gemara answers that no, Taman over there with the Yom Kippur Avoda Imhechti Pasol, Imhechli Pasol. If he does either way, this Hechti idea or simply switching hands, that's Pasol. Bram Hacha, however, over here with the Ktayres, the source in the breast that we just brought, Imhechti Kosher, if he does this from the right hand to the left, it's kosher. It's only Imhechli Pasol. If he actually switches hands from the right to the left, then it's Pasol. Now we have another suggestion of how he'd be able to carry both the pan of coals and the Ktayres in his right hand. Why not bring them in one by one? Go into the Kodesh Kedoshim first with the pan of coals, holding that in his right hand, and he should come back out and take the Ktayres in his right hand and then go into the Kodesh Kedoshim again. Says the Gemara, Kol Moed, and everyone agrees, Shemechnison Achas Achas Kiper, that if he brought them in one by one, there's a kapara, meaning it's valid. Elashu Iver Mishamechnasa Yisera, he's Iver for going into the Kodesh Kedoshim again. The Pasuk tells us very clearly that the Kohen Gadol can't just stop going to the Kodesh Kedoshim. On Yom Kippur, he could go into the Avodah Ktayres, but he's only allowed to go in the minimal amount of times necessary, and going in once with the pan of coals and then going in again with the Ktayres is an extra hachnasa, and so he's going to be chai for that. Now, as the Gemara is manu Iver, regarding which one of these entrances into the Kodesh Kedoshim is the Iver, so Chavraya Amri, the Chamin Beis Medrash want to say Alach Reina on the second one. The first one that was okay, but the second one wasn't. So Amr Lehi Riesi, Riesi told them, Imrim Lehi Kanes, they would tell him to go in, Va'at Amr Hachin, and you're saying this? In other words, Riesi is telling them that when he goes in that first time and he puts down the pan of coals and then he comes out, they would still tell him, look, you have to go back in, Reb Kohen Gadol, because you have to do the Avodah Ktayres and you haven't done it yet. So how can you tell him that he's chayiv for the second one if he didn't do the Avodah Ktayres yet? Ella, al rishayna, it must be that he's chayiv for the first one. That was the unnecessary one. The second one was necessary. He has to do the Ktayres. The first one was unnecessary because he didn't have to bring just the pan of coals in. He could have brought both in at the same time. And we have something similar. Tamatanir over there, we learned in the Mishnah. Hishtachva, Aisha Shah, Kidei Shtachavaya, if you bow down or you waited the amount of time it takes to bow down. What's this referring to? So if a person is in the base of Mekdash and becomes Tamei, he has to get out of there as soon as possible. He has to run out the shortest way, and he's not allowed to wait at all. So Mishnah tells us that if he stayed in there and he bowed down, or he didn't actually bow down, but he waited the amount of time it takes to bow down, so then he's chai for being in the base of Mekdash while Tamei. Now let's say on his way out, he waited the amount of time it takes to bow down. So the question is, Al Ezu Mehanu Iver, regarding which one is the Iver on? So Chavrai Amri Al Rishayna, the Chum want to say on the first one. So Amr and Riesi told them, Imran Lloyd say, they tell him to leave. I mean, if he's still here, they're going to say, you have to leave the base of Mekdash. Atamar Hachin, and you're saying this, El Achrayna, it must be on the later one. And then we go back to explain the Mishnah. We said Ubinay and Amma that according to the Chamim, there was two Pareichais, two curtains separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim, and in between them was the space of an Amma. So Amr of Hila says, Zechel Adavar is just remembrance for the following thing, which we had already mentioned in the Mishnah. And here the Gemara says, Kayit Tanin Taman, it's like what it says over there in the Mishnah. This is Mesechas Midas, that Amatraxin, this was a wall that was built in between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedashim called the Amatraxin. Esrim Amma, Lebes Kodesh Kedashim, it was 20 Ammas for the Kodesh Kedashim. And the question is, Mao Amatraxin, what's the Lashon of Amatraxin? So Rabbi Yonah Butsraya Omar, he explains, Tirksun, it's the Lashon of Tirksun, which means outside, inside. That's the meaning of it in Greek. And the reason why it's called that is because this Amatraxin, this wall, which was an Amma thick, it's a suffix, as we're about to see, if it's considered inside the Kodesh Kedashim, or if it's considered outside, meaning in the Kodesh and the Heichal. Now, at least what we're holding right now, we have an answer to the Shitz Chum in the Mishnah, why we have an Amma in between the two curtains. That's because it was just remembrance of the Amatraxin. When it was a wall, it was an Amma thick, so in between the two curtains that divide the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedashim, there was an Amma. So we just continue talking about it. As we just explained the word Tirkason, Mam Mifnim Bibachot, what is it, inside or outside? So Rabbi Yossi, in Mad Chsiv from that, which the Pasuk says, Ve'arboim Ba'amma Haya Bias, Hu HaHechel Lefanai, and 40 Amas, that's the Bias, which is the Hechel in front of me. In other words, this is the description of the length of the Hechel, Hada Amram Bifnim. That tells us that the Amatraxin is considered inside, means considered part of the Kodesh Kedashim, because in the description of the Hechel, it doesn't mention this wall at all, it says 40 Amas. Ramana told him, Vaksiv, the Pasuk also says, Vayas's base Kodesh HaKadoshim Esrim Amma, and he shall make the Kodesh Kedashim 20 Amas, which is mashma that the Kodesh Kedashim is 20 Amas with nothing in it, and Hav Mechutz, that tells us that it's the outside, meaning the Amatraxin is not part of the Kodesh Kedashim, it's really part of the Kodesh. So I'll go back to the Mishnah, we just continue clarifying, Matam and Rabbanon, what's the source of the Rabbanon, meaning what's their reason that there was two Paroiches? Rabbi Yossi had quoted a Pasuk that tells us Paroiches, that there was only one Paroiches, so where did the Rabbanon get that there should be two Paroiches? And the Gemara answers, Lamed Alpha Amud Alpha on top, Vivdila Paroiches Lechem Vegoimer, and we really have to continue reading the Pasuk, which tells us, Bein HaKodesh Ubein Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's no reason to have this double Lashon. Really, should just say, Bein HaKodesh LeKodesh Kadoshim, in between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kadoshim. Why this double Lashon? Bein HaKodesh Ubein Kodesh HaKadoshim. It must be that there has to be two Paroiches, one as a separation from the Kodesh, and one as a separation from the Kodesh Kadoshim. So the Gemara now asks, Ma'avalar Rabbi Yossi, what does Rabbi Yossi do with this Pasuk? And the answer is, Bein in Kodesh HaKadoshim Shalomal and Kodesh HaKadoshim Shalomaton, it means that there's two Paroichos, one divided in the Kodesh HaKadoshim from above and from below. The second base of Mikdash was very tall, and there was actually a double level Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you will. The main one is obviously the one on the bottom, but there was still a chamber above the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So basically, holds that's what the Pasuk is telling us. There has to be one Paroiches dividing the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Kodesh down below, and one dividing up above. Ask the Gemara of Elasar Abanan Kain, whether Abanan don't hold of that? The answer is, Islon Kahid Taninon, they hold of the following, as has mentioned in Midos, V'rashay Pasipasin Mavdo Baliyah Ben Kodesh L'Ben Kodesh HaKadoshim, that the ends of beams divided the upper part in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and since those ends of the beams were dividing this area, we don't need Paroiches, we don't need curtains, and that's what they're Abanan hold. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.